we welcome to the program Todd Emmons, who's running for supervisor in Summit Township, as Jim Dunn is stepping down after quite a few years. I don't know how many, but it's been quite a few. Todd, thanks for coming in.
Greg, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. So you've been a trustee for a dozen years. You know what's happening in Summit.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with what's the goings on of Summit, and I'd say overall, you know, we're in pretty good shape. Of course, that's going to change. It's kind of a moving target now with revenue sharing in the state, and which are obviously down due to the current you know, pandemic situation with COVID-19. But all in all, I would say the township's on pretty solid ground. You know, we've got a little money in the bank if we need it, and this might be, if there's ever a time where we need it, this could be it. You know, we've done the roads, redone the roads. They're in good shape. Finally getting that McDivitt project out of the way, which is really, it's primarily a county project.
Right.
But we went ahead and replaced the water main while they had it open. In fact, it's kind of funny. When we had the public meetings for the road project, when we got over in the Vanticook Lake area, a lot of those people were more concerned with McDivitt than they were the rest of the township, and that's understandable. And so I think we're all going to be glad to see that redone.
Let's go back 12 years. Why did you even get into this ball game, Todd?
Well, you know, my family goes way back in the township. I've been here 60-some years. My family probably goes back well over 100 years in the township. And I just thought it was time to maybe take my personal life to another level and get involved, you know, publicly, and the old adage of kind of giving back. Mm-hmm. and showing some interest in where I was born and raised. And so I threw my hat in the ring. Of course, back then, that's when the Sit Pat was doing a lot of local news, and they had interviews and all that kind of thing. But, you know, that's kind of been streamlined in today's world.
So why run for supervisor? What's your motivation?
Well, quite honestly, I've enjoyed my time on the township board as a trustee for the last 12 years. And
that's a group that they've always worked pretty well together in Summit, haven't they?
Yeah, I would say we're very fortunate. We have a very cohesive township board currently. You know, I think that's going to change considerably here with the primary on August 4th. Not to say that it's going to be good or bad, but there will be, I foresee some major changes, obviously, in the supervisor position due to the fact that Jim Dunn's retiring. But so, you know, when people found out that Jim Dunn was retiring, I was approached by a lot of people that looked at me and said, you know what, you make a good supervisor, you need to run for supervisor, and kind of reminded me of that Joe Pesci line of, are you talking to me? And so I gave it some thought. They know what I'm like. What they see is what they get. I've been there for 12 years, so I don't have any surprises. And I, you know, talked it over with my wife and decided to give it a go and throw my hat in the ring.
What qualities does a supervisor need, Todd?
Well, in my mind, Greg, the main thing to me is a supervisor is really, for all practical purposes, simply a title. I just consider it another member of a very good, strong team. And when I say that, I want to make sure that I emphasize that goes beyond the board itself. I believe that the team, I consider the team every employee of the township. And so I look at it more as a position of being a facilitator who can, you know, get people to work together and, you know, value everyone's opinion and input on different matters. Obviously, if something is, you know, they are the spokesperson on behalf of the township, and if the old, you know, stuff hits the fan or whatever and you get called in on the carpet, well, guess who's going in on the carpet? It's going to be the supervisor. So,
but it's just one. It's one vote, like everybody else.
Absolutely, it's only one vote on the board.
Yeah.
One of seven. So, yeah. But just another member of a team.
What? How is Summit working right now in your your opinion as Jim leaves?
I'd say very well. I think, again, I'm going to use that term, we're on solid ground. I think Jim did a great job as supervisor. He's left his mark on the township without question, and as have, prior boards before him. That was one of the questions when I ran 12 years ago. I think they said, well, what are you going to do to change the township? And I said, well, right off the top of my head, I don't think anything. I think, because of prior administrations, the township is in pretty good shape, and I think that's kind of been the history of the township. I think the last controversy was, I think, if I remember correctly, sometime back in the 70s when they were talking about the public sewer system. There were advocates for it and advocates against it. But right now, in this general election or primary, there really are no divisive issues, I don't feel, for people to grandstand on or get on a soapbox. But
yeah, the two biggest things that come to mind for me, Todd, are roads, and you guys have handled those beautifully in Summit, obviously, and of course police and fire protection.
Yep. Yes, those are some of the biggest concerns. We want to maintain, I think our DPW does a good job. We want to maintain that. We want to maintain the contract with the Sheriff's Department. The fire department, of course, is critical. That's the biggest part of our budget. But all in all, and again, and primarily we are primarily a residential township. We do have some businesses, and of course we have the college, but primarily residential, and we're in pretty good shape. We have a very supportive constituency that's always rose to the occasion in the event that we need additional funding for whatever, via millages, et cetera. So we're very, very fortunate in that regard.
Why do you think Summit has worked well, Todd, as you maybe opposed to some other? I'm not going to name any townships, but seems like pretty smooth sailing in Summit.
Well, normally. Yeah, I don't want to comment on any of the other townships, really. I've always concentrated just on Summit and not really gone into a comparison mode with any of the other townships. But to your point, I think it's just continuing that continuity. The boards have always worked well together, currently and in the past, and I think it's just carried on a legacy, if you will. That might be a bit of a strong word, but from the prior administration. So we've always been on that road, and again, I think a lot of it, a tremendous amount of it, actually comes from we've always had a very supportive population of residents in the township.
Might be some consternation going forward with the budget. Obviously, money's going to be really, really tight. Maybe not only next year, but looking forward.
Oh, absolutely, without question. We're sailing in uncharted waters right now. I mean, we've never had anything happen. I mean, in the world, let alone little old Summit Township. But this is uncharted territory, and we're gonna just have to keep our nose to the grindstone and pay attention and be keep our eyes on the books and what's coming in from revenue and whatnot, because we don't want to have to have any shortfalls in public safety, Department of Public Works, all those public services. We want to do everything we can to maintain those at the level that they are and have been, and we want to go forward with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is lay off people, but that will be the facts of life, I think, moving forward. All the various entities that'll be something they'll have to look at anyway.
I'm sure that's certainly something on the table. I hate to think about that, but worst case scenario, those might be something that might be something that we have to look closely at. But again, we'll just see. We never know. This is it changes every day. It's a very dynamic situation. We know the revenues are going to be down. Revenue sharing from the state, that's without question. We just don't know to what degree. And like I said, we're just going to have to be very diligent and stay on top of it.
Final word for voters, Todd, how you might make a difference here as a supervisor.
Well, I think I'm going to go back to the point that I'm just a real team player, and I want everybody's input. I mean, we've got a tremendous group of people that are working at the township. They know what their job is. They're good at their jobs. They know a heck of a lot more about their jobs than I do. And I, whenever there's involvement of any area within the township, I'm going to want to go to the people and get their input that's in that area or department. I can say, well, you know, I've got some ideas, but I want to hear your ideas. What do you think we ought to do? What do you think the real problem is? And how do we address that? So I think the emphasis would be that I would like to be just thought of as a facilitator and a team player.
Good luck August 4th.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Appreciate it. Todd Emmons running for supervisor, Summit Township.